Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, the world's oldest woman. Now, I don't know why. We have to be a little careful with the title, because while the United States keeps relatively good records, the rest of the world, a little iffier. So, but we assume that she's the world's oldest woman. She's 116. Her name is Geraldine Talley from Inkster, Michigan. And her birthday is Saturday. She was born in 1899. And she was named the world's oldest person last month, though technically she'd been the oldest woman since April, after Gertrude Weaver of Arkansas passed away 5 days after being granted the title herself. This may be one of those things that you don't necessarily want the title, right? Because it seems like, well, I guess if you're the oldest, it's sooner or later, probably sooner. Obama sent her a letter. The letter's kind of cool. It says, "The breadth of your experience and depth of your wisdom reflect the long path our nation has traveled since 1899. During this time, there have been setbacks and breakthroughs, false starts and improbable victories, and through it all, our country's spirit has endured, strengthened, and enriched by each generation." That's a pretty nice, I don't know whether he wrote it or a speechwriter did, but it's still kind of nice. She's been active all her life, lives in her own home. Her daughter moved in several years ago. She goes fishing every summer, and she mows her own lawn. According to her daughter, who's 77, she's still in her right mind. Her health is good. At 99, she had to spend a single night in the hospital due to blood pressure issues. She's not been hospitalized since giving birth to her daughter. She's a native of Montrose, Georgia, and she moved to Michigan in the 30s. Her husband of 52 years died in 1988 at 95. So there you go. The world's second oldest woman is not me. Stop that. She's also an Alabama native. She's now living in Brooklyn. But she wants to go home. She lives in Brooklyn. She wants to go back to Alabama. I just want to go home. So there you go. They're using Come Home Miss Susie has offered free airfare if the cost is what is keeping her from returning to her native Lowndes County. The Four Points by Sheraton Hotel at the airport would provide a room to Jones. So there you go. So let's hopefully she gets to go home. That would be a nice thing to do, don't you think? I can't get my, yeah, I mean, I think that's a great thing to do. All right, so that's story number one out of D.C. Story number two, which is kind of a cool story, it's actually a little creepy, to be quite honest, is that a Kenyan lawyer offers 50 cows and 70 sheep to marry President Obama's daughter, Amelia, who's now 16. He said he got interested in her in 2008, and she would have been 10. He hasn't dated anyone since, and he promises to be faithful. And my family is willing to help me raise the bride price. President Obama is set to visit Kenya in July. His daughter is no longer on the trip. No, I don't know. I just made that up. His father was born in Kenya, and he still has relatives there. I'm currently drafting a letter to Obama asking him to please have Amelia accompany him for this trip. I hope the embassy will pass the letter to him. Well, I don't know. How did he get this in the paper? He planned his proposal and told newspapers he and Amelia would lead a simple life. not going to, but 50 cows and 70 sheep. All right, so those are two Obama-related stories. And so I thought we would do, we're looking for a theme here. That one of the questions we asked was on Facebook, which is, what issues do you think the Supreme Court should take under review, and why? Now, we are gay marriage, as we know, same-sex marriage is already under review. The one person, one vote is under review, which that one makes me a little nervous. And so we asked, and we got somebody who gave us a very considered response. So let's get, do we have a name on this, or is it anonymous?
We've got a name on it.
Okay.
Person's name is Boom.
Boom, like kaboom?
I'm guessing it's probably a nickname.
One hopes.
He says, Austin versus Michigan State Chamber of Commerce in 1990. He goes on to say, Michigan's campaign finance laws initially prevented corporations from contributing to political campaigns or purchasing political advertising out of the company's general fund. The Chamber of Commerce felt the law, the Michigan Campaign Finance Act, was an unconstitutional violation of their free speech and sued. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court declared that the law was narrowly constructed and served a compelling government interest. The reduction of corruption induced by corporations funding politicians favorable to their interests. Therefore, it didn't violate the Constitution. This ruling, Austin versus Michigan State Chamber of Commerce, opened the door for potent state and federal campaign finance reform laws.
So he wants the Supreme Court to take this up again under review?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Well, it's a good point. A lot of people think that that's one of the issues that's going on, that the Congress is basically for sale, that lobbying groups and corporations in particular can have an undue effect, and that first of all, that they don't necessarily have to make it public and that they can give a lot of money. And so it's a good point that a lot of people feel that is really, that the country has really lost its way, not because of the citizenry, but because of campaigning. It's expensive, and basically politicians spend their whole time running for office, and it costs a lot of money, and therefore corporations who have a lot of money can unduly affect not only an election, but a legislature once they're in office. It's a very good point. Okay, good for you. Thank you for being thoughtful about that. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I always appreciate all your advice you've given me in the past. I think you always give good advice. My question is about a friend of mine. I've been friends with for years, and I don't know why she's acting strange. Why do people act strange? She's also my sister's friend. She's known her for years. Recently she came by. She hung out with my sister. They went out to lunch, and they hung out. And then she saw me, and then she goes, hi. I said hi to her, and she goes, hello. And then she just walks away. She wouldn't even let me talk to her or anything. And I've known this girl, this woman, for years, and she just, like, brushes me off. How could somebody be like that? That, you know, I'm a friend of hers, too, and she's my friend.
But maybe you're not. Maybe she's changed in her attitude toward you. I mean, it sounds to me that she's being pretty clear about saying whatever relationship we had in the past, that something has affected it, that something has changed, that her feelings toward you have changed.
How do I find out, or is there any way I could find out?
You can ask her. You could send. Do you have a way of getting in touch with her?
Yeah, sure. But the thing is, it's very strange. So she's thinking, just go ask her and say, why does she act the way she does?
Well, no, you can't do that, because first of all, that's a hostile comment, and it's not going to get you any response. It's going
to
be useful.
I'm not trying to be hostile.
But I know. So, but what you can say is, it seems to me that I must have done something to offend you, that you're not interested in continuing our friendship on the same basis that we've been in the past. Is there something that I did to offend you? Is there anything I can do to put us back on that kind of footing? But I think you're better. I mean, if you were at a party, you could probably do that. But I think seeking her out to ask her in person may make, because I don't know what it is that she's feeling, but it might make her feel a bit threatened. So you're probably going to have to do it either in a letter or an email or potentially a phone call.
Another question is, she was talking to my sister. They didn't talk to each other for a while, for a couple of months. They're good friends for years. And she goes, well, remember, I tell you this, but don't tell Mike anything.
Mike, I think you have to accept that she doesn't feel that you are friends at this moment, that she is, that there's something that's ended her comfort. Well, it's not very strange. People change their feelings all the time.
So the best thing I should do is, Mike,
let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you in a minute. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, Mike, listen. If somebody is saying don't tell somebody, what they're saying is I don't have the same relationship with that person that I did. I think that your sister telling you that I mean, she's getting caught in the middle. Your friend is not being very, you know, very nice about this because she's putting your sister in the middle, and then your sister telling you, you know, I don't know what purpose. And you know, you might say to your sister, why are you telling me this? And she's going to say, well, I just wanted you to know. And you can then say, well, you know, it kind of hurts my feelings. Do you have any idea?
I told her, well, this will happen. I said, you haven't seen her in 2 months. What's going on with that girl, Marty? And she says to me, well, she's canceled her trip to California. And she's not working out with her boyfriend. She's supposed to go see a friend in California, but it's not working out. I said, well, she goes, I said, did you ask her why? She goes, I don't ask you too much. I don't want to upset her. I said, well, then when I see her, should I ask her? She goes, don't you say anything.
Well, no, of course not. Because then it sounds, you can't do that. You can't use information from one person to another. If they want you to know, they'll tell you. So no, of course not.
But I'm friends with her for 30 years.
She doesn't feel the same way about the friendship right now.
That's
so you're just
going
to have to accept that. And that's what I just said to you, that you can ask her about it, but you're probably going to have to ask her one step removed because it sounds like she's not particularly willing to do business with you right now. But these things happen. One of the things that you can do is
just
sort of go back. Mike, stop talking. One of the things that you can do is go back into your memory banks and see if you can figure out something that you might have done. But from your sister's description, it sounds like she's just going through kind of a difficult time in her life and that she really doesn't need any complications. And for better or for ill, she views you as a complication.
So but the weird thing is, she would always ask me things about my life and my friendships and who am I dating or what am I doing. But then when I ask her about how she's doing, I can't know what she's...
It was not a very balanced friendship. And so the next friendship that you get involved with, you need to make sure that it has a little bit more balance to it. Because that, you know, you're right. It's not really fair for someone to know everything about you and you know nothing about them. But that's a way of keeping power in a relationship. So you need to find a relationship that's less power-based. So this one, I think you're going to have to write it off. She's just not interested in going forward. I mean, she's just saying she's not interested. So, I mean, for whatever reason. And it would be kinder if she shared the reason. But she's clearly not going to. So these things happen.
That's just upsetting to me. It's hurtful to me. I'm thinking about it. Like, I hear I know her life for years.
You can say this 14 more times. It's not going to change anything. And I think you're obsessing about something that doesn't make any sense to obsess about. People change. Relationships change. So move on. Go find someone that.
Yeah, I should not obsess over this. Exactly. It's just let things go. I have a problem of letting things go.
I had figured that out all by myself. So this is, look, you can wear a rubber band around your wrist, and every time you think about her, snap the rubber band, and it will get you out of the habit of obsessing about this. Because for right now, and maybe for longer than that, it's done. So there's nothing you can do about it. If there's nothing you can do about it, there's no sense thinking about it, because it'll just make you unhappy.
Just let things go. When things are done, like a relationship or friendship run its course, you should let it go.
Yep.
And then try to find a better relationship or better friendship.
Exactly.
Don't dwell on things.
Exactly so. You're exactly right.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Mike. 855-993-7569. It is hard. You know, it is hard when you've cared about somebody for a long time and in some ways it's harder to let old relationships go because we figure that they have that longevity, that they have the sense that they've been around for a long time, that people knew us when, and there is something very compelling about it. I remember the Brownie Scout song, make new friends but keep the old, one's silver and the other's gold. And there is something about people that we've known for a long time that is basically irreplaceable. But we probably don't want to think of it as irreplaceable because then it just makes us unhappy. So what you can do is start up a new friendship. And friendships have their own half-lives, and they are based on various things. There are relationships that are based on proximity, that you're in the same neighborhood, your next-door neighbor. There are relationships that are based on communality, that you have kids at the same age, or that your spouses work for the same company or that you're in school together. There are relationships that are based on basically resonance, that you find people that seem to you to resonate with you, that they are soulmates, and hopefully not necessarily in a romantic way, but just in a way that says this person is important to me, that they have the same values, that they're just something beyond that the list, the checklist that I go through doesn't begin to explain the totality of the feelings, that there's really something here. And those are sort of magical. Then sometimes they last for a long time, sometimes they don't, because if something's too good to be true, quite often it is, that there is some kind of resonance, there is some kind of recognition that we see, well, that this person is like me, or that this person shares a point of view. But sometimes, and sometimes it's true, but sometimes the similarities are just because you don't share anything in common with anybody else around right now. So it's kind of like in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Sort of a crude metaphor, but the idea being, if you don't have a lot in common with a whole bunch of other people who are in the same situation, you may, the fact that someone seems to you to have something in common may just be because of the dearth of commonality of other things. But friendships are really important, and you can hear from Mike, who, yes, indeed, has called me before, and I have the sense he will call me again, it is hard for him to get over it. But there, and I'm not suggesting that we give up on relationships easily or readily, and you hear me all the time saying, well, you know, try an apology. But if you can figure out where things went wrong, either temporally, that, you know, that after Christmas things went wrong, or after his mother's funeral or whatever, you sometimes can backtrack and figure out what was going on, and sometimes you can't. At which point, you know, sometimes you just have to let things go and understand that that there's a wonderful thing that says people in our life for one of three reasons, either a reason, a season, or forever. And the reason is that there's something we need to learn, that there was a specific reason. A season is that there were sort of more global truths that we need to establish, and it was going to take a while. And then there are the people that are in our lives for a very long period of time. And I think with our mobile society, those are harder to find. They're harder to come by than they used to be. Because people used to live and die within a 20-mile radius. I had people who were in therapy with me when I was a therapist in Massachusetts who had never been outside of a 20-mile radius of where they were born, which I always found somewhat, I suppose because I've been all over the country and all over the world, I always found that a little unusual. But though they're certainly easier to maintain relationships on that basis because the proximity doesn't change. You share a lot of experiences. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoBite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time, or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, I would just like to point out that a day in which a woman is bitten by a black widow spider that was hiding in a bag of grapes is a lead news story is a good day, because it means basically nothing other than FIFA is going on in the world today. Can you believe that's a news story?
It's crazy.
I mean, black widow spiders basically can cause like a flu-like symptom in adults, but they're not. I mean, that's a news story.
Well, and I think the only thing I can think of is the fact that it was hiding in a bag of grapes. That's the only.
Where would you expect it to be hiding?
Right. I mean, it's yeah.
I mean, would it have not been a news story if it had been in a head of lettuce or an apple? You know. My grandmother used to say, don't worry about a worm in an apple, worry about half a worm in an apple. All right. So we had somebody responding to our Supreme Court thing, and we only did part of it?
Right. He actually had more to say. He was actually giving another example, I believe.
All right. Well, let's go, because it was thoughtful and he really wanted to be heard. So let's let him be heard.
Well, the first one was the Austin versus Michigan State Chamber of Commerce in 1990.
Which is corporations funding out of their general funds, being able to fund political campaigns.
Then he goes on to say, in 2010, the Supreme Court heard the case of Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission and overturned the Austin decision. The 5-4 decision essentially drew two conclusions. Money equals speech, and corporations...
Woo. Money equals power, not speech, folks.
And corporations have the same right to free speech as individuals.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing.
Therefore, corporate political spending can't be illegal. The concurring opinions agreeing with the ruling, but adding additional details, were careful to consider the role of stare decisis and why it was important to overturn the ruling despite legal precedent. The dissenting opinion was pointed in observing the ruling's rejection of the common sense of the American people. Few outside the majority of this court would have thought the American democracy's laws included a dearth of corporate money in politics. The Citizens United decision also overturned parts McConnell versus Federal Election Commission, a 2003 Supreme Court decision that upheld the McCain Feingold Act, which introduced federal campaign finance reforms.
So this is somebody who obviously feels very strongly about it. Sounds like it may even be a lawyer. And he's saying that there needs to be a campaign reform in this country, which I don't think very many people would disagree with, except it turns out the Supreme Court did. And it's not clear why. I mean, it's the idea that money equals speech, which of course is spurious, because it's not, money doesn't have anything to do with speech. And that money is power, not speech, and that corporations have the same rights as individuals. And we've talked about that before. That came up as an issue during 100 years ago around slavery, because slaves were considered property. And that's where that whole notion about corporations came from. But, the point is that the Founding Fathers, I think, tried very hard to write a document that was flexible as well as that they had guiding principles, but I think did a fairly good job of anticipating things that they essentially could not anticipate, which is what the future would be like. And I think the Constitution has held up fairly well, but there are obviously things that were completely thought of. We're having to deal with freedom of speech on the internet, for example. Well, what does that mean? The Founding Fathers obviously didn't know anything about computers or the internet. And so what does it mean? And we're having to think it through, not saying, well, there's nothing in the Constitution about it, or that the Constitution clearly means this. So, and I think that is the point of a Supreme Court, is to look at laws and look at rulings. Except that in theory, the mission statement of the Supreme Court is not to make laws, but to interpret the law of the land. So, I don't know, kind of tricky. 855-993-7569. There's something on your mind that you'd like to talk about. All right, so some relevant kinds of questions that we were talking, that I thought we might as well kind of wander through, was one is, I'm trying to remember which one we should take first. What do you think the next decade will bring? What do you predict? What do you hope for?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's do that one.
I just got the one response from Tony, and she says, honestly, I'm glad my kids are raised and I'm on the latter side of my life. I won't be here to see this disaster of society reach the self-destruct stage. It's only going to get worse.
Whoa, Tony! Lighten up! You know, that reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, which is, this generation has no respect for rules or laws of the elder. They don't stand up when other people come into the room. They're lawless, and they're out of control. And it was written by Pliny the Elder. like 1,700 years ago or something, that every generation looks at the coming generations, oh, no, not good. But somehow we find some resilience. We find some moral center. We find some hope. That's kind of a sad commentary. Also, I've told this story before, the fact that it was at Joan Rivers is a little tangential, and it sort of sounds like name-dropping at this moment, which it was not. It was not at the time, and it is not now. But I ended up at Joan Rivers' house, her apartment, on the Passover after the September 11th. So it was in 2000, I guess, too, because that happened in September. I think Passover is in the spring. And first of all, I knew that I was not I was going to be okay because the hors d'oeuvres, the true story that was passed out, were pigs in blankets. So I knew it was probably not going to be kosher and I was going to be okay. And but the reassuring thing for me was that the people around the table, for whom this was not an unusual experience, that they had seders every year, talked about the fact that there has always been evil in the world, and that the history of the Jewish population has been basically to document history through, to a very large extent, I guess one would say even through suffering. They said, but the moral, as he was concerned, of the Passover was that even though there had always been evil in the world, and people who were belligerent and aggressive and unpleasant and unfair and immoral, that basically people survived, that morality survived, that goodness survived, that people survived. And for me, that was an enormously comforting kind of thing, to think that, because, I remember after September 11th, I was mostly comforted by the fact I went to the Rose Planetarium, and where they have, I think it's Harrison Ford was narrating the billions and billions, the Carl Sagan comment about whether there was intelligent life in another universe, whether was life in other universes. And I remember being very comforted of thinking, well, even if human beings somehow are able to wipe themselves out, that won't be the end of life. And, I mean, that, if you think about it, that's kind of a very limited set of comforting notions of, well, okay, if it's not us, it'll be somebody. But this Passover, that this guy, and I don't even remember who it was. I don't think I knew him. It wasn't a very large group, but I basically didn't know most of the people. And said that, there's always been the sense of doom. There's always been the sense that there are powerful, malevolent forces around. But people survive, and goodness survives. And I think that was an enormously comforting thing for me. And I guess I would say the same thing to you, Tony, that it's that things can be kind of grim sometimes, and we can lose a perspective. But human beings seem to be not only able to be incredibly destructive and venal, but also incredibly generous and resilient. And that life really does go on. And for example, there's an article, I think one of the news stories on the day where someone getting a bite from a black widow spider is a news story, that the UN reports 200 million fewer people are hungry than in 1990. So in the last, 25 years, that fewer people are hungry and starving. And that's a good thing. So, kiddo, don't give up on human beings. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, I suppose to continue in our theme of looking into the future, whether it's the Supreme Court or just looking in the future in general, let's see what people think about the future being better or not. Let me ask you first. What do you think? Do you think the future is going to be better or the same?
I think it will be better.
Why?
For the most part. I think technology is advancing. So I think from a health standpoint, I think people are going to start being healthier. I think we're going to see a lot of, you know, if not cures for diseases, I think we're going to see a lot better medical treatments for certain diseases, and people are going to be healthier in that way. So I think from that perspective, I think it's going to be better as we get along, as we go along in the next decade or so.
I think you're right. I think that the cracking the genome, I think is made and continues to make huge differences in looking at diseases, in looking at birth defects, in looking at longevity, at looking at mutations, looking at all sorts of things, because we just understand things that we really never understood before and never really had any insight into before. It was just kind of magic. So I think you're right. In medicine, people are living longer, although the 120 seems to be the drop-off point. You know, the people will live to 116, 117, but not past that, which doesn't seem a terrible idea. Although I've been reading for the last, decade, that if you're alive today, that your life expectancy is 125. And I'm not sure that's true anymore. I'm not. Right. I think the more we understand, the more, you know, maybe. I mean, we're only talking about another, 9 years past the oldest woman in the world. But that's 10%. That's living 10% longer. And I'm not sure that that's the case. Even with, as you point out, better nutrition, better antibiotics, although that antibiotics in there of themselves are getting to be a little questionable. Although there's a story today that says they've found a new bug that's resistant to being boiled in acid, which may be an incredibly valuable source of antibiotics. So, but I agree with you. I think that people are getting healthier. I think that the internet has changed things so that nationalism is less of an issue, just because you can't keep secrets anymore. I mean, as I said, when I worked on a classified part of the space program a bunch of years ago, the assumption was, and this was a very cynical assumption, that it took 6 months, between 6 weeks and 6 months, for a top secret to be in the hands of whomever the enemy was at the time. It's not probably 6 seconds. All you have to do is press send, as we know from Hollywood, from movies, not to mention, you know, how long it takes for a joke to go around the world, which is, you know, 45 seconds or something.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think people are going to live longer. They're going to live healthier. I'd like to think that we're, you know, there was a story, I think, today or yesterday, that New York may be close to eradicating homeless vets. Not eradicating the vets, but eradicating the problem. That there's a huge push in one of the organizations I work with for the end of AIDS by the year 2020. So there's a huge amount of progress. There's certainly still a lot to be done. But I agree with you. So let's hear what our respondent said.
We have Connie, and she says, it all depends. If humanity wises up and does something about the climate crisis, then we might have hope, but it doesn't forget it. But if it doesn't, then forget it.
Yeah, certainly there's an issue. There was, again, a story today, I think, of someone deciding that they were going to take ice from the Alps and take it to Antarctica. I'm not sure that's a cure for anything, to be quite honest. It's an interesting notion, but and kind of a short-term solution to a longer-term problem. But
Connie goes on to say, and humanity is so sick and cruel to animals and also the environment. The only hope is if people wise up. It all depends.
Well, but people, look, these are issues that people wouldn't have talked about a while ago. So, I mean, the very fact that people are talking about them, and certainly talking about it isn't the same as doing something about them. But unless people are talking about them, nobody knows, you know, unless somebody is talking about it, nothing is ever going to change. So, yeah, but you can hear. I mean, I believe in the 2-3 and the Easter Bunny, so I'm probably the wrong person to ask. But I truly do think. And, you know, and to a certain extent, I think it's like everything else, is that if you believe that the world will get better, or you believe the world will be worse, or your life will be worse, both are true, right? It's whatever you believe will happen. And to a certain extent, how we perceive things becomes our own reality. So, and here's you can tell this is a really slow news day, folks. It turns out that there's another news story that says delayed cord cutting at birth tied to better skills in childhood. I mean, first of all, that's obviously oxygenated blood, so there's, and obviously the placenta is the quickest, is the most efficient way of getting any nutrient to a neonatal, right, at birth, right? However, think about this. How would you do the research on this, right? Because you'd have to be there when the child is born. You'd have to figure, you'd have to time how long it took to cut the cord. You'd have to then follow that child for presumably, what, 4 or 5 years? And you'd have to compare them in a study where exactly the same child, which I guess would be an identical twin, had the cord cut earlier. I mean, this seems to me to be kind of a ridiculous. I mean, the idea about how they would actually do the research is ridiculous. I mean, it just, there's just quite a lot of brain development just after birth. They followed 263 Swedish children born at full term to healthy mothers. As newborns, the children had been part of a larger study in which a total of 382 babies were randomly assigned to either early cord cutting clamping within 10 seconds or late, at least 3 minutes after birth. So they're actually saying that 3 minutes could make a difference.
Wow.
The children were similarly intelligent regardless of when their cords had been clamped, but there were some notable differences. When you just meet a child, you wouldn't see any differences, but we could see the differences in fine motor function. Yeah, highly questionable. The researchers only found noticeable differences in boys, not in girls. So, I mean, this has got so many. They're saying delayed cord clamping by 3 minutes allows an extra 3.5 ounces of blood to transfuse to the baby, which is equivalent to a half gallon of blood for an adult. There's a lot of iron, so they're saying, I don't know. Yeah, folks, look carefully at who's doing the study and what they're asking and who's funding it before you buy into it. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.